Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, well, well. Good evening, good evening, good evening. And welcome to another edition of the National Black Unity News Show. Glad to have you listening on these airwaves tonight. And again, I want to thank my grandson, Isaiah, as he does each and every time we come on these airwaves, allowing us to use his voice to introduce this show. And I want to also thank the 47,000-plus listeners who have tuned into a show here on Home-Based Business 101, truly making this listener-supported radio. We want to thank you so much, and we're just glad that you decided to tune in. And as we do always, we want to start the show off with reading from Daily Motivations of African-American Success. February the 18th, Waiting to Exhale. Quote, fires can't be made with dead embers. James Baldwin, writer. Reading for the day. The lessons of a living center around healing. Health is the greatest gift in the world. We do not need to add anything to our lives to be healed. We need only to tune into the flow, the very flow that the Creator has always whispered in our ear. Health is our natural condition. There's a legend about a butcher who used the same knife 20 years without having to sharpen it once. Townspeople were astounded, and one day one of his customers asked him, "How can you do so much cutting and keep the blade sharp?" "It's very simple," he explained. "I do not try to cut through bone or gristle. Where I feel resistance, I move the knife slightly and make a necessary adjustment. My knife is always speaking to me, and I work in harmony with it." The physical body speaks to us in the same way, and if we are willing to listen to its messages, we can avoid disease. Instinctively, our bodies speak to us through the process of breathing. An infant's first breath is followed by approximately 600 million more breaths before he breathes his last. In between, we wait with bated breath and enjoy breathtaking serenity. We're tried. We take a breather. When nervous, we take a deep breath. And when out of danger, we breathe freely. Few people pay much attention to breathing, but doing so can help us regulate our health. Here's a quick experiment to demonstrate the healing effects of breathing. Start breathing quickly, taking slow, irregular breaths, and close your eyes. What kind of thoughts arise? Since your breathing is shallow when you feel stressed, whatever is stressful in your life probably came to mind. The lesson is twofold. First, our breathing influences our mental state. Second, when upset, we should breathe more slowly. A deep breath aligns our nervous system. To revive yourself, simply stand up with your hands held high. Take in all the air you can. Wait a few moments, then exhale. You feel more alive, much more positive, and much healthier. I will stay attuned to my body through my mind. That is our reading for the day. And it reminds me of a lesson that Eric Thomas, the hip-hop preacher, talked about. One of the things he said he shared with his people that he was coaching. When you can get to the point in life that you want to be able to breathe, then you will be able to succeed. He used an example. He talked about this wise teacher who told a student to meet him down at the beach. So the student met him at the beach. You know, the student, he wasn't prepared for the going to the water. He met him at the beach. He thought maybe they was going to just talk about something or whatever. So he met him at the beach. And when he met him at the beach, the wise man asked him, come on out in the water. Well, he says, I got my suit and stuff on. He says, I didn't tell you how to dress or what to dress. He says, come on out here in the water. He says, I got a lesson I want to show you. So when the young man came out into the water, and he came out, and, you know, it's like he's walking out. He got out a little further. He got to, but the water was up to, like, about his shoulders. And so the wise man, he took and he ducked him under the water. And when he ducked him under the water, you know, he says, when you want to breathe, when you want to be able to breathe, that's how, as much as you want to be able to breathe, that's what it'll be like when you're ready to succeed. And the lesson was that the most important thing to be able to understand is how bad do you want to be able to breathe. Because when you want to be able to breathe bad enough to breathe, then you will be able to focus on what it is you need to do to be successful in life. And so I thought that was a very interesting lesson that he was sharing on his podcast about, he has a thing called Breathe University. And, you know, they do several different podcasts and stuff, but the lesson he was sharing was, how bad do you want to succeed? He said, when you want to be able to breathe as bad as you want to succeed, he said, then you will be able to succeed. So, you know, so breaths are very, very important in terms of being able to breathe and just being able to experience our existence here on Earth, because you can go a while without water, you can go a while without food, but I dare say you can go more than 3 to 5 minutes without being able to breathe. So I just thought I wanted to put that in there and share that tonight as we bring up the show and we're ready to get and dive into our show and some of our topics that we want to discuss tonight. So how you doing tonight, Mr. Murphy?
I'm doing quite well. And yourself, sir?
Great, great. Yeah, I'm doing good also.
Yes.
You got a topic you want?
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, me and you not in what you may call spring chickens evil. You know, we've been around the block once or twice. And since you told that great story about breath and breathing, you know, how bad you want it. If you want something in life bad as you want to breathe, you can achieve it. And but, you know, I like this story. I'm going to share a little small story, but my mother told me as well. You know, there's a lot of choices we make in life. And you'd be surprised, just like the air we breathe sometimes, we take it for granted sometimes until it's gone, until it's missing from us. But, you know, there's a lot of things that it gets in men and women's way. And sometimes it's opinions. And my mother told me this story some time ago, and it goes like this. She said one time this elderly gentleman and this little young boy was approaching this village, and the little boy was riding on a donkey, and the elderly man was leading the donkey into the village. And as they approached further into the village, some of the villagers approached them, and they was kind of disgusted with the young boy. They said, "Look, young man, you know, here this elderly gentleman sitting up there walking, and hey, you got all that energy, and you sitting up there on the donkey." So the elderly man and the young boy reasoned together. They reasoned together, and so they decided that the elderly gentleman would ride the donkey, and the young boy would lead the donkey. So as they approached further into the village, some more villagers approached. And they was upset with the elderly man. They say, "Sir, why are you sitting up there riding that donkey and this little boy is walking?" And so they were just about to approach this little rickety old bridge. And so they reasoned together again. And so they came up with a plan. So So the young boy and the elderly gentleman decided to pick up the donkey. They were proceeding across this rickety bridge. It swayed back and forth. And unfortunately, because of the weight of the donkey, it fell over into the river and it drowned. And I was puzzled. I looked at my mother, and she told me, she said, the moral of this story is don't lose your ass trying to please everybody. And so with that being said, you know, everybody has an opinion, or some people have thoughts about this and thoughts about that. And, you know, we come on these airways every week for the last couple of months now, and we've been expressing quite a few issues about this and about that. But we are speaking from our experiences in life and our own opinions in life, what our take on certain subject matters is. Now, you may not, as the listener, know, you may not agree with what we say sometimes, or you may agree with us, but they're our opinions and they're our experiences, and we share that with you. We share because, not to be controversial or anything like that, we try and the purpose of this show is to uplift our people. When I say our people, I'm talking about black people, indigenous people, African Americans, melanin people, whatever you call yourself. But there's a crisis going on in this country and around the world, and it's been going on for a long time, ladies and gentlemen. We have some serious issues, and some things seem like they was progressing, and some things is like been put in reverse. And there's all types of opinions about this and it's about that. And you know, if you live here in the United States, you know, the president of the United States came up with some new ways of doing this and new ways of doing that, and we all have our opinions about the way he's been operating this country. And before I get in a little discussion about the president, you know, and this is, you know, I'm going to speak my mind and my opinion, you know, that's a God-given right. And so, Brother Satavi, you know, on President Trump, there's been a lot in the news, but then again with him, it's something in the news about him every day. But from your opinion, what kind of striked out to you about what was going on with him this week?
Well, one is that it leads the way, when he declared a national emergency, it leads the way to the possibility of him also being able to declare martial law. And if he declares martial law, then, you know, we're going to see all kind of crazy stuff happen in this country. I mean, and that could lead to it could just lead to a lot of catastrophic things happening, because martial law would create a situation where it could be a run on the banks. And what I mean by that is money that we have tied up in credit cards and other type things, with a national emergency, they all could get frozen. You know, you could go to the ATM machine thinking you got so much money in the bank and tell you, you know, card declined. You'd be like, wait a minute, what's going on here? I know I got X amount of money here in my account. So, you know, the thing is, it makes us very, very vulnerable to the whims of a person that is really out of control and out of order. Also, it could lead to such things as, because I help people with their taxes, it could lead to where he could say, hey, we're not giving anybody any of their tax return money back. We're going to use that. I need to appropriate that money to help build a wall. So, I mean, it just gives him unprecedented powers to do whatever he wants to do. And with him being not a real, real type of moral leader, we don't know what this man's capable of doing. So, you know, that's my take on once he went on and exercised that emergency power thing. And, you know, they're going to probably sue him and say, well, you know, he didn't have the power to do that. But he's going to find a way to he'll find a way to get around that and do whatever he wants to do. And, you know, because they've got to take him before the Supreme Court. And it'll battle out in the Supreme Court. And now that we got, you know, he's got a new Supreme Court justice on there, Mr. Kavanaugh, who is deeply endeared to him. So we know which way he'll vote on the whole thing about Trump and his emergency power issues. But it just basically leads us to a situation that can be very, very, just to be honest, can be very, very disturbing.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly with you. And not only just on that national emergencies and all of this kind of stuff, but we're sliding down a real slippery slope right now in this country. I'm talking about all types of laws and presidents has been changed since this gentleman been in office, and I'm being nice. And, you know, not only the things that he says out of his mouth, but the actions that he already has taken. What he has labeled, I'm talking about, he goes against all the odds. All the intelligence agencies telling him this and that, but he's going to go a different way. He sides with our enemies, as they call them, and fights with our, supposed to be our friends, you know. And you know, and from a personal state, I said everybody has an opinion. You know, sometimes if you get a job, you have to qualify to be a baker. You have to qualify to do all types of jobs in this country. But for a person to run this country at the highest position in the land, And it's clearly, and it's obvious to me, this person is not qualified to be a president, let alone them. I ain't gonna go that far, but I think from my own personal opinion. Now, these emergencies you're talking about, this is the same thing. You know, we see history. You know, sometimes it does repeat itself. And I often speak about propaganda. You know, by this gentleman already pushed the envelope this way, just to see how far he can go. And my God, he had went far, so far. But this is how you change people's minds, a little bit at a time. He says something every day, that throw everybody off course. One just as outrageous as they are every day. Now that everybody takes this for granted now. This is just the way he is. This is the way he does. But for a president of the United States, if anybody else was in office, he would have been impeached a long time ago. Just the things that he says out of his mouth, the things he said that he knows that position has so much power, the stuff that he tweets about, putting people's lives in danger, just like when he moved the Capitol in Israel and things like that. Them people over there still fighting to this day, killing each other right now because of what he has done. And, see, we don't, like I say, because the news sometimes don't report the deeper part of things. Those families that on the border are still separated. I mean, all kinds of stuff. There's no, they can't find this. You know, they can't be, you know, reunited to each other. And the things that he's done all over the world. And now, like I say, even in this country, people are being attacked. Police are being called on people. Police are shooting people down. That's been going on. But right now, this is just open season. And it just reminds you of back in the days of lynching. It's just in modern form. And not only that, the saddest part that I see about it is those supposed to be our representatives in Congress and other places like that allowing this man to do these type of things. Anybody else, they would have stopped him dead in their tracks. They endorsing him out of fear of their personal careers. And so, you know, this is a sad time for this country. And we have been exposed. And, you know, sometimes, you know, like I say, things work together for good because he showed up all the rug off of the true nature of this country. People saying that, you know, they already had a bad taste in the mouth about America, but now he's showing some true colors right now. And so, but you know, I just want to say this on the same subject matter is this. You know, I tell people, you know, he puts his pants on, I guess, the same way we put ours on. And we as a people had endured much more harsher conditions than it is right now. And I always tell you that we are a resilient people. And we must do, just like my brother was just speaking about, the air we breathe. You know what? And sad as it is, speaking on the air we breathe, you know, even politics regulate the air we breathe. Even this president tell people to go back to the cold days. Pollute. He don't believe in global warming. And as you see all this crazy weather and stuff taking place. All the scientists all over the world, but he knows better than they. All the intelligence people telling them this, that, but he knows better than they. Now, I don't know about, you know, with this word called arrogant, but, you know, that's a hell of a thing to think that way, you know, and that, be in that type of position and set in your ways like that. But in any case, regardless of what he does, and regardless of the way this country is flowing right now, I, you, us, we still have power. Just like the air we breathe, if you want what's good for yourself, what's good for your family, what's good for your community, you need to take a deep breath and stand up for yourself. Do the best what you do with what you have. Don't give in, don't give up. This is not the time to sit down. This is the time to unite. Because like I say, people are showing there's some true colors out there. And we are and we are all that we have, and we are all that we need. And we have everything we need, especially when you got God on your side, you got everything. But at the same time, you know, Brother Satai, we, you know, like I say, we endure so much in this country. And this too shall pass. But in the meantime, a lot of people are being hurt. A lot of people are being killed. A lot of raw feelings are being shown. And it's time for us to stand up. Back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, you know, we're sitting on the cutting edge of time. And, you know, it reminds me, I was in college and I read about how Hitler came to power, and the biggest thing he did when he came to power was one of the first things he did, he burned down one of the German legislative branches, and you know he was found out later that he was the one that set it on fire. And you know, not to say that Trump's going to go that far, but I'm saying he's setting things on fire by stuff that he's making it happen, and now his own base in Congress, you know, they're forced to have to defend his actions of things that he do, and you know he's got so many people against him, and I always wonder. I said, okay, well, why don't they take a stronger stand? And I said, like, I wonder what he got on them. The only thing I could think, of is what he has on them. He's got all of these hotels. A lot of them probably stayed at his hotel. He's probably got some stuff on them in terms of their personal and their private life. And, you know, we know that people live double lives and do one thing, you know, when the light is on them, and another thing when they're in the dark. And so, you know, it's really coming to the point that if you're going to be a politician nowadays, you got to live a squeaky clean life if you don't want to be exposed to the masses of people as a hypocrite and someone who, you know, says one thing and does another. And so, you know, it's just always one of my curiosities. What is it that this man Trump has on all of these people that keeps them from taking such a strong stance about him and what it is that he's standing for, what it is that he's doing, and the opposition that he puts them into.
Well, it's a thing, again, called propaganda. And I use that kind of flawlessly, but, you know, it's a powerful, powerful weapon. And you're right. You know, there's intelligence that, you know, back in the day, you know, we used to have these group of people, we used to call them gangsters and things like that, you know. And they would find out, like you say, they would pull up every rock and everything else to find out information on you so that they can use against you. But not only that, even if you are squeaky clean, if they can't get to you, they get to the next man standing. That means your family, your friends, your finances, your something. There's a weak spot somewhere. Like they say, the weakest link, you know, they'll find it. And they'll use that. Now, what I notice is this. You know, I have seen him during the campaign call people talk about their parents and talk about soldiers who died in wars. I mean, he said just about everything. I mean, I said, nowhere in the world they going to let him in office. But as time goes on, I've seen this happen over and over again. He calls them into an office, and let's talk. You say, let's talk. And when they come out of that room, they Donald Trump fans. And so something's said in that room, and I don't think it's nice either, because like I said, you got people like Lindsey Graham and that other Rubio and all the rest of them. I mean, they were fighting like cats and dogs one time. But now all of a sudden, Donald Trump can't do no wrong, can't say no wrong. Give the man a chance. I mean, so, but in any case, you know, I don't, you know, personally, I don't even want to waste no more of my valuable time on him, period, you know, because I like to control my destiny. I like to control my energy. And I like to control my flow, so to speak. And if I'm going to get some energy, I'd rather give it out to my people. I'd rather share it with me and you. And before I go any further, you know, again, my name is David Murphy. I publish a newspaper called the National Black Unity News. And the National Black Unity News is a publication that is by us and is for us. It's a nationwide circulated newspaper with a unique format. It's different. There's more than 200 black newspapers across this country. But ours is uniquely different from every last one of them. We have professional people in all genres come together for the sole purpose of bringing you information that can enhance your quality of life. They bring you information from their heart. They share some information, some of the do's and don'ts in their particular industries. And these people know what they're talking about. And they're powerful. And if you do have a problem in that particular area, they're willing to help you and assist you in any way they possibly can. So I strongly suggest that if you want to do for us and do for yourself and do and make a way for our future, support the National Black Unity News because it's here to support you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me say this to you. Here we are with the claim to be Black History Month, but every day is our history because we are making history right now just by being on these airways. I often tell people that we own less than 1% of the media, less than 1%, but we are growing. We are prospering now. I see radio broadcasts, magazines emerging again, and we making new heights in a lot of different areas. See, you know, because of the situation in this country, you know, we are uniting, and a lot of people, they don't say, some people tell, I've been in the free media, say, ain't nothing happened, we're getting worse and worse, but I do see some changes now. I see changes because 5-10 years ago, you couldn't get a lot of black organizations to sit at the same table because they wasn't the head person in charge, they wasn't going to get involved. But today, I'm seeing all types of organizations sitting down, reasoning with one another, supporting one another, coming together. And when we can get our financial services, our faith-based organizations, our community activists, and all our people come together on one accord to support one another. They say we spend $1.2 trillion annually. I often tell people we spend three or four times much as that. And all we have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is support one another. And there's nothing wrong with supporting your own kind, because you're certifying our future. You're certifying our children's children, because, like I said, we don't do for us as you. But if you don't know by now, you will know that if we don't do for ourselves, nobody's coming to save us. Nobody going to do for us what we can do for ourselves. So support the National Black Unity News. You can go to www.thenationalblackunitynews.com, or you can call 443-455-2373. And by the way, if anybody out there who's sharp, self-starter, looking to a way to earn extra money, full, part-time, or even spare time, the National Black Unity News is hiring. Give us a call, 443-455-2373. Back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. And, as a people, this show is brought to you by the Vortex. What is the Vortex? The Vortex is a product that we use in the travel industry, and that product is designed to help you be able to save on your travel. Yes, save on your travel. How does it help you save on your travel? We give you a free product every time you use it. Booking a hotel, renting a car, staying at a resort, any of those type activities. We have an algorithm that is going to search for the lowest internet price and then beat that price. So you are able to save money every time you use the Vortex. And if you go to www.myvortex365.com/MUGROUP, MU Group, which is Movements Unlimited Travel Group, and you can create a free account. And you just, it's going to ask you some few questions to put in there. Basically, you know, it won't ask you for no credit card information, because it doesn't need any. It will not even ask you for your Social Security number, because it doesn't need any. All it needs is your name, your email address, and it'll send you a link to activate your account, free account. And when you activate your free account, when you go to book your trip, that's when your information for your credit card and go to, in terms of paying for it or whatever, same way you would book anywhere else online. But we beat Expedia, Priceline, Trivago, Hotels.com, Cheap Tickets. We beat all of them. 85 to 90% of the time, our price is cheaper. It will save you money. So make sure you use the Vortex. Allow yourself to get some savings, because it's real. It works. I had a client the other day who basically was able to use the product and went to their son's graduation from Navy boot camp in Waukegan, Illinois, a place that I went to years ago back in 1970. You know, they went there. Their son was graduating, and they wanted to be able to get to the graduation. They booked a flight, they rented a car, they stayed at a hotel, and each one of those significant pieces of travel, they was able to save and beat the regular online price, and they were very, very satisfied. And in the upcoming issue of National Black Unity News, we're going to be interviewing a young lady who used the Vortex and took a trip to Jamaica. And we're going to interview her in our column. We're the National Travel Editors. In our column, we're going to interview her and let her share her experience and how the trip worked out, so people can know this is a very, very valuable service. It's very, very real, and that you can save money each and every time you use it. So back to you, Mr. Murphy.
Okay, fantastic. I also want to add to you, remember I was telling people about, you know, we had to support one another. And I want to add, my brothers, you know, like I said, we're multi-talented. You know, myself, you know, I do commercials. I build websites. And if you need those services, you know, I'm affordable and effective. And give me a call, because, like I said, everything that I do is with you in mind, you know, because, you know, some of, you know, we have multitude of talents, some of us. And what I do, I dedicated myself and my services to my people because I see the significance of supporting one another. This thing is just not about putting money in each other's hand. This is about building better communities, better schools, and better futures for our young people. And my brother, Satawi Jaheed, he also does tax services. Give him a call. This is that time of the year, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't done so by now, you need to give the brother a call. He's extremely professional at what he does. I know he'll speak for himself, but I know one thing that he will, you know, do right by you. So give him a call, okay? But now, when we talking about supporting one another, you know, we got work to do, you know, in our communities. You know, there's a lot of things, you know. And, you know, sometimes me and Brother Satai, we get real personal sometimes on these phones because, you know, we try to keep it real. And, you know, when I say keep it real, you know, we share personal information on these airways because, like, we just want you to know that, you know, we bleed, we hurt, we suffer just like everybody else do. You know, sometimes things look good on the surface and sometimes people are going through all types of stuff sometimes because, like I said, we're only human. And just like you, but we're here to support one another. And see, you know, this is a prime example of what the National Black Unity News does. See, you know, we're just not talking about it. We walk in the walk. And so I encourage you, you know, support a black business. Go to a black restaurant. Bypass them other places that people that take their money out the community and take it back to their communities. It's a serious time, and we have to make a conscious effort to make some a real conscious effort, because it's not even about you. Because the same people that you make this conscious effort by might be the same ones that are going to support your children, give your children a job. And not only that, information is extremely powerful if you use it correctly. And it's not always who you know, but it's what you know, who you know, and if you don't know, maybe somebody else may know somebody that could help you, assist you in certain areas. Like I say, information is it's so powerful if you use it correctly. And we have a lot of networks. And so you know, if you want, you know, some information, give us a call. Let's just talk. Let's reason together. And Brother Satawi, you know, like
yes,
I
sir.
Say, it's that time of the year where, you know, people are speaking on some of the historical things that we as a people and contributions that we have made in this country, and it's a multitude of things, you know, but you know, we don't get a lot of credit for everything, but you know, because a lot of our history has been stolen, erased, and everything else from us. But I continue to say we are resilient people, and we continue to do it. We are making all types of, in spite of what's taking place today, we are still moving on up. And I want my people to stay, you know, stop beating yourself up, stop beating each other up, you know, because, you know, the hand that was dealt us, it wasn't fair. And we had the residue of what happened yesterday and the day before that. But somehow, some way, we're still standing. And so, you know, give yourself a hand because a lot of people would have caved in and went under the pressure. They had to endure the same pressures that we have. So, you know, we're the strongest of the strong. You know, I've heard stories, you know, I went back there, but they say even those who went through the passage, when they had us on the slave ships, a lot of people that was weak on the boat, they died in the passage, they threw them overboard. Only the strong survived, they said. So we're the strongest of the strong. We have strong heritage, and, you know, we go way before that. You know, we are the original people. We are the first. You know, we're the ones who created technology, civilizations, and everything else. So you know, so this we are powerful. Brother Satawi, is there somebody on the line that may want to call in?
Hold on, let me talk. Let me check. Hold on.
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yes, this is Bill Gooden. This is Bill Gooden.
Hey, Bill.
How's it going?
Hey, Mr. Gooden. How you feel, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay,
you're listening. I just want to introduce you to that. This is Mr. Bill Gooden, our editor and chief. And also, he's an author and community activist. He's another soldier that's been out here on the front line for a long time, putting in work, as the young people says. And I'm, you know, I'm glad to roll up my sleeve with the brother because he's a true soldier. And on this line, ladies and gentlemen, you know, they say iron sharpens iron. And right here, you know, that's why I say, you know, I'm surrounded by soldiers. And like I say, you know, that's why I personally only deal with true soldiers because, you know, this is a true battle going on. And you got to be equally linked up because, like I say, you know, our position is strong. And like I say, that weakest link can bring you down. So welcome on the call, Bill. You know, you got anything you want to share, sir?
Well, no, I just want to say, you know, thank you. I mean, listen, first of all, I'm thankful to be on the phone with other soldiers. And like you say, it's a true battle. And, you know, they always say, listen, great minds united is going to solve our problem. So, you know, I mean, that's one of the things I just like to thank you and the brothers for, that we are constantly trying to get to that thing of unity. I mean, you know, irregardless of the difficulties, we know that without unity, then we're never going to free ourselves as a people.
I agree with you. And while we have you here, you know, Bill and I also are part of an organization called Black Men Unifying Black Men. And we hold monthly breakfasts. Bill, you want to share information what's taking place this upcoming on March the 2nd?
Well, actually, at Nyla's Restaurant, which is located 5722, from 10 to 12, like you said, we will hold our monthly meeting. This is our fourth year anniversary, actually. And it's free, I mean, for all black males. I mean, irregardless of the age. You know, of course, we do take donations. That's just basically for the food as well as the facility that we hold it in. And we always hold our breakfast in a black-owned facility. So, again, you know, I would just like to put a plug out there to encourage all black males, hey, to come and join us, man, because, you know, it's like we're building a bridge where we could cross over to join other brothers. You know, and I keep saying, Dave, you know what I mean? In my personal opinion, the first step to us really becoming independent and free people is to get enough of us to unite where that we see the same. We don't have to see the same vision, but we have to work for the same vision.
I agree. Yep. All right. Brother Satari, back to you, sir.
All right. Yes, you know, the breakfasts are very, very important, and, you know, it does allow us to have a time to come together to be able to share, spotlight, highlight what's going on in the African-American community. And it is a time when we meet that's the most powerful meeting time going on because we have a group of men together who are not fussing at one another, not arguing with one another, even though I know at times, you know, the discussions can get kind of heated. But the bottom line is we enter the meeting in unity, we struggle around whatever issues we need to struggle around, and we leave in unity. And that brings us a step closer to making things become a reality in our community. So I'm always honored to be able to be there and look forward to the upcoming breakfast at March the 2nd and try to be able to bring a few people with me. So, hey, I'll see y'all there.
All right,
yes, thank you.
And by the way, we have a presenter that's going to be there, Dr. James L. Frazier III, Chief Division of Neurosurgery at the Sandra and Malcolm Berman Brain and Spine Institute. once a month we bring in guest speakers that, you know, that's going to, you know, enlighten us about this and enlighten us about that. But everything, again, is about unity. It's about us coming together on one accord to, like I said, to get to know one another, recognize one another, and share information. A lot of good things have came out of these breakfasts over these last 4 years. The National Black Unity News newspaper was born from out of that union. And quite a few other, I mean, it's too numerous to mention. You know, some people used to ask, well, y'all don't have this type of agenda, but see, the whole purpose of the National Black Men Unity, I mean, Black Men Unifying Black Men, was to get to know one another. Let's break bread. Let's talk. Let's reason together. And you'd be surprised of all the collaborations that had taken place since we had met, businesses, all sorts of things, people running for office, all type of connections has taken place. And I'm appreciative, and I want to give kudos to Mr. Bill Gooden, because he was the one who was the brainchild of this motion. See, God, like I say, a lot of us are multi-talented, and God put us in certain positions for certain reasons. And God knows we need this right now, because when black men, now our women are strong, our children, it will be led by us, but at the same time, until black men take their rightful role in our community, it's always going to be a struggle. You know, and there's a concerted effort to try to hold us down. The women have been holding up the fort, but man, it's time for us to step up, stand in the gap, and take our rightful roles. And a lot of brothers have been holding it down, you know, so, you know, we can't beat ourselves up. But, you know, like I said, it's concerted effort to make sure we don't get up. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a reason for that. I tell people this all the time, you know. But like I say, people come from all over, sit up shopping our hoods. They are hard, everybody else but us. But, you know, we don't need nobody to hard us. We need to do for ourselves. Like I said, we have everything we need. So back to you, Brother Satawi.
Yes, sir. You know, we do have everything we need. And as you said, you know, people come in our neighborhood, set up shop, and it must be that there's something good there that they see, and that is, you know, the resources that they're able to tap into and be able to extract from our community. And so, you know, once we learn how to close those doors and make our money circulate more than the 6 hours that it stays in our community. The money stays in our community 6 hours, and it's gone. I mean, so you get paid, and I always ask people this, what percentage of black people do you spend your money with? And Jawanza Kunjufu, he did a report one time, said that if black people on whole was to spend 10% of their money with black businesses, that would solve the unemployment problem. So just think if we got beyond 10% to 20 to 30 to 40%. But, I mean, it basically we can see that through the dollar multiplying effect, that money only stays 6 hours in our community. And we got a lot of work to do to be able to capture that money and, you know, be able to keep it to stay in our community so it can flow through hands. So that when you spend a dollar with me, then I need to be able to find at least 3 to 4 other businesses, black businesses, that I can be able to go get some goods and services from that can, you know, help with multiplying that dollar. And one of the biggest things that I miss right here being in Baltimore is that when I was in North Carolina, it was black farmers that I could spend money with in terms of buying food, something that we consume lots of. We consume a lot of food. Had to go to today, the Price Right today, pick up some groceries for the family, and, you know, spent about $75. Unfortunately, that money's going to Price Right. People said, well, you know, but they hire black people. Yeah, they hire black people, but the main thing is when it goes to a black chain, they can do much more with the money because they can do so much more with the profits that is extracted from the money after they take care of their overhead. So the biggest thing we really need to work on. The biggest thing we really need to work on is being able to increase that dollar flow through our community.
Yeah, because we got food deserts all over the place. But, you know, in this day in technology, you know, since speaking of Black history and everything else, you know, we had our own food markets. We had our own hospitals. We had a lot of things. So it's not like we can't do these type of things because we already done them, you know. Like I said, we have to make a concerted effort, just like that concerted effort to try to keep us from doing things, you know. That's why we have to, like the Black Men Unifying Black Men Reps, that's when brothers can come together, reason with one another, share information and our resources with one another, so we can buy supermarkets, buy a better home, build up our own communities. You know, if emergency hit, we have to be relying on somebody else, you know. And you know, we come from the dirt, you know, we come from the South, you know, and we know how, you know, our ancestors, my father and all, they were farmers, you know, they know how to toil at the soil and everything, you know, and grow good, healthy food. Right now, things, man, like I say, I don't want to get into that, but, you know, yeah, some things, man, has more value than, you know, than meet the surface sometimes, because seeds and everything else is being altered so much, and that's why we have so much cancers and everything else going on. You know, so if you're listening to us on these airways and you got some gifts birthed up in you, ideas birthed up in you, you want to make a change. We can't sit around and complain. If you're complaining about this or that, maybe that's what you need to do. Maybe that's what the issue that God put in you to change. But if you don't have the resources, all you got to do is take the few first steps, and you'd be surprised how everything else will be added to you. You can come to the breakfast. You never know who you might meet there that can assist you with some of this or some of that to get you to the next level, one step at a time. But there's a lot of opportunities. That's why they set up shops in our community. They can bring bad food, rotten food, and still make a fortune. Can you imagine, brother, you bring some good food with some value to it in the community? Come on, at least you got to try. And so, you know, so take advantage of these deserts out there. We have a lot of deserts in our community. When I say desert, the lack of this and the lack of that. So, don't be afraid. You know, this is a time to, like I say, step up and stand out. If you got ideas birthed in you, it's time to come on out. And if you don't let, you can give me a call. I can help you. I have a lot of resources maybe I can put you in the right direction. But we need to do something. Don't sit there and be idle. You know, this is some serious time, and it's going to take serious people to change our situations in this country. And I do know one thing. And I get very serious about this. And first of all, I want to thank God just for being on these airways. But, I don't know if you're Christian, Muslim, Hindu, I don't care what you are, what you believe in, but I do know one thing. From the day you was born, every man has a measure of gifts and talents inside him. It's your job to nurture those talents and gifts. And they will grow just like a seed will grow, a tree, like I say, it's the seed, the tree is already inside the seed. And all you got to do is nurture those gifts that God blessed you with. And you'd be surprised with it, and it will make a way for you. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I want to thank you for being on these airways. I know our time is running short. But in any case, I want to thank Brother Satavi as always, because this was his vision, you know, getting us back on the airways again. And I appreciate you for that, brother. And like I say, this is not about us, just running our mouth, it's more about you. How we can collaborate with one another, share information with one another, because information can be very extremely powerful if you use it correctly and you take advantage of it. And I strongly suggest that you get your copy of the National Black Unity News. If you want to be a part of it, if you have an idea, a powerful service that you know can enhance our people, when I say our people, black people, indigenous people, quality of life, then you need to get David Murphy a call at 443-455-2373, or you can go to our website at www.thenationalblackunitynews.com. And you can, you know, send us information there as well. You can also get to see some of the past issues. Matter of fact, you can even see the current issue of the National Black Unity News. You'll get a great idea of who we are and what we do and why we're doing it. So, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you, and I thank you so much for this opportunity. Tomorrow's not promised to us, but today, this day, you know, we are moving forward. They got strong brothers on his, you know, on these airways with me, Brother Bill Gooden, Brother Satawi Jahi, and myself, David Murphy. And I'm going to tell you this. This I know, that everybody on these airways, the three brothers on here right now, I've known for over 25 to 30 years. And these brothers on this airways right now have put in some serious work and make great sacrifices for your benefit. And they still out there on the front lines. And I tell everybody, we still got the battle scars to prove it. So it's not all about us running our mouth and everything like that. You know, they say action speak louder than words. And we all have a track record. And so we all about, you know, it ain't all about us. It's about we working together for the upliftment of our people. With that being said, Brother Bill Gooden, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You have any parting words, sir?
Well, you know, again, I just want to say, hey, thank you. I think that you said everything. And like you say, listen, you know, if God give you a vision, then God also is going to give you the provision, you know. So, I mean, you know, with the vision, like you say, you know, we can't complain. I mean, you know, even though I guess all of us have our difficulties, but if you have a vision, then you have to take a step at trying to make that. I mean, you know, you can't wait for the next person to do what you see. If you see it, then it's up to you to try to make it happen.
All right. Brother Satawi, back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. All right. Glad was able to get the show done tonight, and enjoyed being out with you the other night at the old school Valentine's Day dance. My wife really enjoyed herself, and I want to let people know that we have coming up February 28th, we have a program at the Evanston Village Branch Library. That's February 28th at 6 p.m., 6 p.m. to 7:30. You can come out and you can learn about the Voitex and how you can save on your travel, also how you can save on your taxes. Most people don't realize without having a home-based business that you're overpaying your taxes anywhere from $3,000 to $9,000 a year simply because you do not have a home-based business. And Sandy Bakken, one of the people who used to be a trainer for the IRS, shared with people that if you don't have a home-based business, that you must be brain dead. And this is in his book called How to Lower Your Taxes Big Time. It's his opening chapter in that book, matter of fact, about having a home-based business and not being brain dead. So he shares that information, and we'll be sharing some information that night also about how to have a home-based business, how to structure one, how to set it up, how to make sure that you are following the IRS rules and laws. The IRS says basically if you work your home-based business 45 minutes a day, 4 days a week, then you qualify for home-based business tax deductions. Very, very simple. And all they ask you to do is to keep some records. You know, they definitely require you to do some record keeping, which means you need to be able to keep track of time you put in your business, miles that you put on your vehicle to get around for your business. And, you know, these are some of the things that you need to be able to do and be able to show the IRS to be able to take advantage of one of the greatest tax shelters that exist, and that is because in this country there's two sets of tax laws, one for workers and one for people who are employers, even if you're only employing yourself. So keep that in mind as you focus on this upcoming tax season and getting ready for next year's taxes. Make sure that if you don't have a home-based business that you definitely start one day. And if you need some ideas of which one you can start, you know, pretty sure you might have some skills doing something. And you can just start very, very simple. It might be you like working with children. You might start off tutoring children. And that can become a home based business. There's a lot of different ways to approach this whole area of expertise. Okay, I'm going to close the show out now with our theme song called It's My Time. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. And I want to thank David Murphy and Bill Gooden for being on the show tonight.
Yes, sir.
God bless
you.
Y'all.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Path for success and class.